Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. You tuned into the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah, glory to God. This is Bishop E.T. Byrd, along with my co-host, Pastor Willie Mae Peaches Byrd. Are you there? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God that he done brought us, hallelujah, from a mighty long way. He woke us up this morning, and he done start us on our way. And guess what? If you're listening, glory to God, if you're listening to this broadcast tonight, he woke you up this morning too. And if not, you were just up all night long, but that's all right. You still up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, it's something to shout about, something to praise God about. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God for you now. Hallelujah. And we just love you. And I want to take this time to thank all of you who've been sowing into the kingdom through us. Oh God, we thank God we called down 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase and blessing on your seed sown in Jesus' name. We speak it, we decree it, declare it. We thank those who just listen to the word and not just hearers of the word, but doers of the word. We thank you. Oh, we bless God for you who just called somebody and encouraged them and built them up and said, you know, God loves you. And I love you too. And see, doing that, glory to God, my glory to God. Hallelujah. May save somebody's life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And later on, our Pastor Peaches, I want to give this testimony about the homeless person's life that was saved. And just remind me to give it. Hallelujah. But right now, hallelujah, Pastor Peaches, if you could do something for me, if you would, can you give the housekeeping suggestions to our thousands of listeners all over the world right now?
Hallelujah. Call all the children into the room, everybody. Hallelujah. You want the anointing of the Lord to be on the pastor's house? Call him in the room too. Hallelujah. get your pencils, your paper, your notebook, preferably a composition notebook, something to write with. Get your Bibles so you can follow along with us in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Get your communion elements, whatever you're going to use for communion, because we will be taking communion. Get your crackers, bread, toast, juice, whatever you're going to use, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you. Back to you, Pastor.
Well, bless God. Bless God. I tell you, we're getting ready. Hallelujah. You got to get your names up. If you want somebody to be blessed today, if you want yourself to be blessed, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's time. We're going to do two songs. One song we're going to dedicate it to the men, and we're going to be calling out names. And then we're going to do another song dedicated to the women, and we're going to call out names. So, glory to God. And as we call out names, you can throw some names up in the atmosphere of blessings also. Hallelujah. We thank God for this opportunity.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Gary Don Wilson.
The angel of Lord appeared unto him.
Harry Warsaw.
The Lord is with thee. The mighty
Jason. Eric. Brad.
The mighty men of valor.
Tony and Don.
Jesus, he stands for truth. The name
Pam.
Of Jesus alone can save you. Like
Jerry Cleveland.
He is the greatness inside of you. He is the king that has
Harry Warsaw.
And all power.
I think I said that right. All of
his men of valor.
All of Joseph Acton. Pastor Lewis Wright. Pastor Jason Rosebur. Pastor Mike.
Christian soldiers.
Overseer Nevin. Hallelujah.
Be unto heart.
Sterling.
Reggie. In the midst of the
Barry. David.
Schooler, we are called the head of the household and be
Rakim.
Two men in our home for our entire
Hallelujah.
Family. Teach the family how to work that true father.
Tony.
Your truth don't have to look
Timothy.
For life. They know
Sam.
You have a true father. And
Hallelujah.
Uncle Carter.
Antonio. Dexter.
We are soldiers for you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
This faith is a fight.
Hallelujah.
It is
Byron McCoy, senior and junior. Raymond McCoy, senior and junior. Steve Hassine, another Steve. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we bless your name. Howard Johnson. Yes, the original Howard Johnson. I think he's 93 years old. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless Howard Johnson.
David McNair.
Hallelujah. Donald Carter.
We are part of his army.
Another Raymond.
We are the branches.
Hallelujah. Another Earl. Another Earl. Another Earl. A Thomas. Another Thomas. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Walter. Walter Allen. Hallelujah. Freddie Douglas. Senior and Junior. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Like Joshua, God
thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. David. Another David. Calvin. Calvin. Another Calvin. Leroy. Another Leroy. Herman. Herschel. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Reginald. Another Reginald. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Another Reggie. Come on now. Hallelujah. Jerry. Jerry Warren. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jerry down in North Carolina. Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Hallelujah. Another David. Albert. Another Albert. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor at San Royal. Hallelujah. Danny. Danny. Another Daniel. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
He is the greatest friend that you earnestly need.
Hallelujah.
When you pray, it gets closer.
Jaheen. Emmanuel.
Xavier. You're weakening the camp of the
Hallelujah.
and become God's mighty men of valor.
Malachi.
And live by his righteous standard.
Malachi. Another Malachi.
God is able to
Reginald has. Hallelujah.
Single-handed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Jason Roseboro. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Lord, hallelujah. Pastor Don Street. Alonzo Palmer. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Mel Johnson.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. James Johnson, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, another James Johnson. Hallelujah, glory to God. Sean and Warren Johnson, hallelujah, glory to God. I think I've said their names before, that's
bless
all right.
Lord. Bless them, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, that's Corinthians' baby boys, they're twins. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, a Ruby Smith's son. I don't know his name, hallelujah, but that's all right. Virgil and Dwight, hallelujah, and Benjamin and another Benjamin, and Craig, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God. Thank God, hallelujah. We thank God, hallelujah, for those mighty men of valor, hallelujah, hallelujah. And now, hallelujah, get ready, y'all, hallelujah, glory to God. We're getting ready to salute the women, the vessels of honor, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I want you to kind of get them in your mind now. Hallelujah. As we share, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Teresa McLeod. Minister Linda Blackwell. Danya. Tiffany. Bianca, Stephanie, Isabella, hallelujah, Keisha, another Keisha, another Keisha, Rachel, hallelujah, Julie, Anna, Ava, Kitty, little Kitty, Stephanie, big Stephanie, little Stephanie, Dominique, hallelujah, glory to God, another Dominique. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Desiree. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Monica. Hallelujah. Carol. Carol Dunstall. Hallelujah. Carolyn. Hallelujah. Teresa Wilson. Carol King. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Elaine Wall, hallelujah, glory to God. Regina Bruce, Phoebe Stevenson,
Bennett,
hallelujah. Joan and Lil, Pastor Maxine Lil, Pastor Maxine Lee, hallelujah, glory to God. Lil Smith from Foster, Maria Bird from North Hollywood, California. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Pastor Viola Wright. Lorena Johnson. Marion Cranshaw. Bertha Johnson. Hallelujah. Bertha Marie Johnson. Hallelujah. Two of them there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another Stephanie. A Lauren, a Loretta, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, Angela Jennings Hill, Elder, glory to God, Rosetta Carey, Apostle Margie Mercer, glory to God, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, Sheila from Jesse, Minister Janet, Gloria, hallelujah, Gloria, glory to God, Yvonne, hallelujah, glory to God, Martha, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Paula. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sherry Woodley. Hallelujah. Minister Miles. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Willie May preaching verse. Hallelujah.
Anthony.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Retta Hester.
Yeah. Retta. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stella Clack. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to
God. Ellis.
Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Stella Clanton.
Earl E. Hallelujah. Sherry Wilson. Barbara.
Mary Phelps.
Another Barbara Williams. Another Barbara Williams. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mother Fuki. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Moore.
Hallelujah.
Aaron Jordan.
Irene Moore. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nancy McKnight. Wenda Mack. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Chief Apostle Mary Osborne. Osborne. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Say your name. Ladies, say your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let the blessing come upon you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Who do you say? Hey, my mama, she said. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel my help coming about right now. Oh, we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Those that called up names in the atmosphere, we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise God for you. I tell you, hallelujah, we thank God for the opportunity, hallelujah, that he's given you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God, hallelujah, for just, hallelujah, being, hallelujah, doing what his word said, do it, do. Hallelujah. Because he said, hallelujah, when the blessings go, glory to God, go up, hallelujah. When the praises go up, hallelujah, the blessings come down. Hallelujah. We thank God for the blessings of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God. And before I forget it, Pastor Peaches, I got to tell this testimony. Hallelujah. I got to tell this testimony before even children's church. Hallelujah. Children's corner. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. There was a lady going into a restaurant to get something to eat because she was kind of tired and she was hungry and it was raining. And she went in, sat down, got herself something to eat and a coffee. And as she was looking outside, she saw a homeless guy walking around picking up change from the street. Hallelujah. And then he came into the restaurant. Glory to God. And stood by the door, came in out of the rain, stood by the door, and he was counting his change. And see, the love of God was in this sister. She called, said, come here. She called the gentleman over to him, said, would you like to have a sandwich and something to drink? Of course, you know, he's hungry, and he, knowing that he didn't have enough food, enough money to buy food, he said, yes. And she got him a sandwich, and then she beckoned him to sit down at her table because nobody at the table but her. And sit down, and they chatted and had a nice conversation talking about his life. And he talked about how, he was married and at some time, not married, but was it married? He was married as things happened, but I think when he was a younger person that his mother died. And he ran away from home, and shortly after that, you know, things didn't go well with him, and he became homeless. And they had a nice conversation. At the end of the conversation, you know, he said, you know, I'm gonna get ready to go. He wrote a note and gave it to her, and then went out the door. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Can I go on, Pastor Peaches?
Yes, Pastor.
the young lady, you know, she's getting ready to leave too, but she decided to open up the note that he wrote. And the note said, "Today I was going to kill myself, but because of what you did, I am going to live. And God, I believe God's going to do better. I'm going to do better, and God's going to bless me." Something of that. So I'm not getting all the words right. But he said, "I am going to live because of what you did." A life was saved because somebody had compassion and decided to give some food to a homeless person.
Amen.
I just needed to do that right then and there. What do you think about that, Pastor Peaches?
Mm-mm. You just never know who's going to come upon you, whose path you're going to cross, and who you're going to have a chance to bless. And the blessing is not about the other person. It's all about you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, bless the Lord.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what
great... It's time for the Children's Corner. The next voice you hear after this song will be none other than Pastor Peaches. God bless.
Like the crashing of the ocean on the shore. Let's join those voices right now. And even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, "Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God."
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude with the roar of great water.
Father God, we thank you for this is the day you have made. We will continue to rejoice and be glad in this day. Father God, we thank you from the rising of the sun until the going down the same. Your name is to be praised. We thank you, Lord God, for every listener tonight. We ask you, Lord God, to bless the hearers. Let us not just be listeners or hearers. Let us be doers also of the word of God. Lord, bless the old, the youngest, all the way down to the youngest, from the youngest to the oldest child that's going to hear the word, Lord God, and let it go into their heart, Lord God, and let them remember the word of God. Hallelujah. That's going to be shared with them tonight.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Yes, happy Wednesday. We hope all of you young people are enjoying your summer. Hallelujah. Don't get too much sun. Hallelujah. We're just enough. Just enough. Hallelujah. And praise God in all that you do. Hallelujah, Jesus. When the pastor asked what I think about that, you know, I a lot of times we think that our situation is all about sometimes the person that we're you know, blessing, that we're giving something to. But you know what? I believe God presents opportunities for us to get blessed. When, you know, you may see somebody on the corner and say, oh, that poor person. Oh, let me find a quarter. You don't know if that person's an angel or not. I heard a story like that, and the little boy asked his grandfather, you know, Grandpa, why you always give the people a quarter when you see him? And he said, because you never know when it's an angel.
Wow. Hallelujah.
You never know. And saints of God, I believe God presents opportunities to bless us, but we don't see it as us getting blessed. We're thinking, oh, that person, oh, they sold this, oh, they sold that. Oh, let me find a quarter. Let me find some change to give them. Oh, they may need this. They may need that. Or whatever. Oh, they look so pitiful. Whatever. But don't you know, you're opening up a door for God to bless you.
Yes.
When you give to them, the word of God says, when you bless the poor, you lend to the Lord.
Watch out now. You're stepping on my message.
Oh, and you're open up a door for God to bless you. Hallelujah. Young people, a lot of times we don't have people in our lives to share things with us. A lot of us don't grow up with people in our lives to tell us how to handle money or whatever. You know, when I was little, it was, oh, Daddy, can you give me a nickel? 50, 60 years ago, it was a nickel was a whole lot of money, okay? If you found a nickel on the ground or whatever, oh, my gosh, that was something. That was enough money to go to the store, get you and your two sisters some candy. Candy was two for a penny. I mean, you got, and then if it was the end of a box of cookies in the corner store, that was if all the cookies were gone and it was a few cookies in the box broken up, you could get a whole, a bag of broken up cookies and, oh, my goodness, for a nickel. Oh, my gosh. And you could just sit down and get a glass of water, a milk, and you just, oh, my gosh. It's like you was in heaven. Hallelujah. Well, young people, you are really blessed if you have someone in your life that is telling you how to honor God in your finances. We're still on finances because God is showing us a whole lot. He's opening up a whole lot to us. But I want to bring it to you on a child's level. Not every child has that in their life, have someone to share with them how to honor God. As adults, we are taught that when we start working, don't forget to pay your tithes in church, Mama would say. But let me tell you, young person, God can also bless you.
Yeah.
And also bring blessings your way when you honor God with your money. Let's say you get $5, okay? Sometimes, you know, somebody may give you $5, a family member or your parents may give you $5 allowance, okay? Well, you wouldn't spend the whole $5, okay? When you go to the store, let's say you want to break that $5 up. You may put 50 cents aside to bless the Lord for some tithes, okay? And tithes don't have an age limit on it. Okay, doesn't have an age stipulation. Okay, and let's say you're gonna get, you're gonna put another 50 cent in an offering at church, and maybe You may even see a homeless person when your mom or dad drive up and they're driving and they stop at a red light and you see somebody with a sign. And they may say, I'll work for food, or can you help me out with anything? And you may say, oh, mommy, can I give them a quarter? Can I give the homeless man a quarter? Okay? All righty. You're stacking up some blessings for yourself. Okay? So that's $1.25 to God. And save or put away $2. And you still have $1.25 for yourself to have some fun with. But don't you know by the money that you have given to the Lord and given to the poor, you have opened the door for blessings to come to you? There's no age stipulation for sowing the tithe. Look at Malachi 3:10. Look at Psalm 41:1 and 2. It tells how God will preserve you and keep you alive. And I was reading 1 Samuel 16:12. It tells how David was anointed of God, how he found favor in the eyesight of God. Hallelujah. And David was just a boy when he was anointed. Hallelujah. That's not impossible for you, young person. Ecclesiastes 12:1, it says, forget not thy creator in the days of thy youth. You are never too young to honor God.
Hallelujah.
When you're a baby, your parents teach you how to say your grace over your food. That's so God would take any impurities out of your food. Hallelujah. So your food be nourishing and strength for your bodies. Then when you start getting a little change, some coins, those little dollars in your hand, your parents teach you how to honor God with what's coming in your hands. Don't you know if you get a little piggy bank, put some money in a jar or in there, and then as you get older, the container that you're going to keep your money in may get bigger and bigger. After a while, you're going to be able to open up a bank account. You can open up a bank account with $25. Put the money in there and forget about it.
Yeah.
Forget about it. And then at one time, when years ago, they used to give you a passbook account or passport account, and every week you would go to the bank, they would stamp it. If you put $5 in it, they'd stamp $5, and then they'd give you a total over on the side. And don't you know, but everything that you may need in life, you won't even have to buy with money or with finances, because God will bless you. When you give to the poor, you lend up to the Lord. The word of God says it.
Mm.
When you see your parents, when somebody blesses your parents with food, and this is something I saw when I was younger. I used to see my mother take a bag of apples and put them on the table in the kitchen at the church. That's because somebody blessed us with some food. So therefore, she took part of it and took it to church. That was for whoever needed or for the pastor to take home or whatever. And don't you know, that kept the doors opening just like a revolving door. God was, whenever he saw, I guess, the food going low, he would touch somebody's heart, somebody that you may not even know, somebody that we may not even know. Somebody, God would just put us on somebody's heart. Oh, go take this food over to Miss Johnson's house. Oh, and somebody, God can even bless a person to think they even need certain things in the house. And then when they get home, they say, oh, my goodness, what did I buy this? I already had this. And they're just putting stuff on the table. Let me get a bag and put this stuff in the bag. I don't have any room for this. And then he will put you or your family's name on that person's heart, and they come knocking at the door and say, I didn't have any room in my cabinet for this. Can I give this to y'all? Can I just bless y'all with this? And don't you know, it'll be just what you need. It'll be just what you need. God is a God that sees all the way down. He sees in the future. He sees what your refrigerator needs. He sees what your bank account needs. He sees everything. When you give to the Lord, when you bless the poor, when you give to your parents, that even bless a classmate. Don't you know you're opening up the door for God to bless you?
Yes.
Hallelujah. This is scriptures in the Bible. When you honor God, he said he will preserve you. He will preserve your life.
Hmm.
Hallelujah. Psalms 41:1 and 2 said he will preserve your life. Hmm. Don't you know God will protect you from the bully.
Mm.
Somebody can even have it in mind to do evil to you, but you, because you have honored God out of your finances, there are blessings and promises that God has already laid up for you. Mm. So Malachi 3:10, he will preserve you. He'll open up the windows of heaven and pour you out that blessing you won't have room enough to receive. Hallelujah. When I was in school, I never had to raise my hand to fight. God always had somebody there to fight for me. I wasn't a fighter. And I never did anything to cause anybody to want to fight me. I never picked a fight. But because of the spirit that was in me, and it antagonized the spirit that was in other children and would make them want to fight me or pick on me, whatever. But God always had someone there to take up for me and to defend me. Hallelujah. God will do that. And as a child, I used to see other people in church lining up when it was time to give the tithes, to put their money in an envelope and line up in church to put their tithes in a box. I saw them, and I wanted to do that too. So out of the dollar that my mother would give me to go to school with during the week, I would hold on to 10 cents. And I would have some change to put in the offering in the tithe envelope on Sunday. Nobody told me, oh, girl, you don't work. What you doing for a tithe envelope? But God didn't say I had to be working. But I had my gold envelope, and I had my dime or whatever, or my little 10 cent or my change in that envelope. And it opened up doors for me. Hallelujah. Things that other children might have had to purchase, the Lord blessed me with. God, I found favor in God's sight because I honored God. Hallelujah. I honored God out of some change that my mother would give me to go to school and buy my lunch with.
Hallelujah.
But I wanted to save a dime. I knew I also knew that if I found a dime on the ground, we were taught about tithing and offering. And if I found a dime on the ground, it was in my mind that one penny of that dime belonged to the Lord. Don't ask me what Jesus was going to do with a penny, but that's how I felt. It was, but with saints of God, when children, God will bless you. He wherever you are, God will bless you. If you want to honor God, saving a penny. If you find a penny and you want to hold that penny, that when you get to church, you put that penny in the offering pan or whatever. Don't you know God sees it?
Amen.
God sees it. He's not going to make light of anything you do. Anyway, anything that you do to honor him, he's going to bless you abundantly.
Yeah.
He's going to bless you. And the next time, he's going to bless you to have more. And the next time, he's going to bless you to have more.
Yeah.
Trust God. Try God out. Don't listen to what your little buddies may be saying. Oh, why are you always going to church? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Come on, man, let's do this. No. Don't be afraid to say, oh, no, I have something else I have to do. You don't have to tell them what it is, but what you have to do is going to keep you out of trouble.
Amen.
So just say, oh, I'm busy. You know what? I got something else I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to, don't worry about them calling you a punk or wuss or whatever they have or whatever they say, whatever they call you these days or whatever. Don't even worry about being different. Yes, you are different. You're brought with a price.
Come on.
God has already stamped you for him.
Hallelujah.
He already have your life already purposed out. No, you're not going to follow the crowd. You're going to follow Jesus. Don't be afraid of someone picking on you, calling you different names. Hold your head up high and sing your song in your heart and knowing that Jesus got your back. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Thank you, Pastor.
Well, bless you. You know, as you were talking, I thought of so many things. You just hit so much. You know, I was thinking about when I was a little child and my mother and father taught me the grace. God is gracious. God is good. God, we thank you for this food. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm.
And felt so big when mom and dad would say, well, you can say grace. And I know it was small, but when a five-year-old or a four-year-old is saying grace, thanking God, they mean it from their heart.
Yes.
I mean, there's no guile in them. They're just doing, they want to do that. And sometimes over the dinner table, we'd be all like, "I want to say grace. No, I want to say grace. I want to." They were having a little dispute on who said grace, thanking God.
Praise
Ooh,
God.
That's a wonderful thing.
Yes, he thinks you better pray over
God, too. Yeah, you're right. But thank you so much for Children's Corner on today. And I just want to let people know, if you want to meet Pastor Peaches, hallelujah, live and in person, not Memorex, but live and in person, you can come to our service at the parsonage, the lower level of the parsonage, which is located 3007 Iona Terrace, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. It's on Sunday at 3 p.m. Again, it was going to be simulcast, so we're still doing the radio, but we also are doing our live service once a week at the parsonage, which is the lower level of the parsonage. That's the sanctuary, and the fellowship hall is located there. It's the side entrance, and we do have an additional entrance for a handicap accessible entrance. So, hallelujah. We thank God for you. We look forward to seeing y'all. And like we share, come early and get a good seat, because we don't want you having to stand around the walls. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So come get a good seat. But thank you
Hallelujah.
So much, Pastor Peaches. We really enjoyed that. And now we're getting ready to get into our communion. But I want to share with folks one quick thing. You know, through tradition, we of our churches throughout the years, we read a scripture. A lot of times Old Testament, New Testament. Because we are a word church. When I say word church, we stand on the word of God. We don't give you a lot of scriptures anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to give you this scripture. The base scripture for our ministries are two scriptures. One is chapter 18, verses 1 through 6. And glory to God. And Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I want you to put that down and you go to it. Because often a lot of us, that's in the past, I know I did it. We just waited for the people, the preacher to read the scripture or whoever read the scripture. We never looked at the scripture. We didn't go open our Bible. Some of our Bibles, they're so brand new, they look like they just was bought from the store, because that's how often we open it up. Hallelujah. Then the others have the Bibles all worn out. Boy, they stand on the word because they've been reading it. But see, some of us were, and I have to talk about myself. I can't talk about anybody else. But I was a lazy Christian. I'd rather go to the church and hear somebody else read the word than to open up the word and read it for myself. And I assumed they were reading the same Bible that I had. I don't know. Might have been a different Bible. I don't know. Or they might have been saying stuff that's in there that wasn't really in there, but they were trying to fool us. I don't know. But I didn't take the time to read it for myself. This is a know-soul salvation. You got to know for yourself.
Amen.
I mean, it's nice to hear the word, and how can we hear? We got to have a preacher. But I'm going to tell you something. You read the word for yourself also. You get a revelation from God through his word for yourself. Hallelujah. But anyway, I'm going to leave that alone. Hallelujah. Is that all right, Pastor Peaches?
Amen.
All right. Right now, guess what? It's time for Holy Communion. That's right. That's right. It's time. Oh, I know you say, well, where's the music and all that? No, I'm not going to sing because I don't want people running in terror. So, but I want to get to the word. Hallelujah. And if you get to the word, it's 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23-30. All right. Get to the word. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, in the word of God, it's in that scripture, it talks about examine yourselves. And we do that right now. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the power of the Holy Ghost, we thank you, oh God.
Thank you
for your word. We thank you for this opportunity right now.
Thank you, God.
And Father God, we lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. We thank you for them. We ask that you would bless them, anoint them, and sanctify it in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Now, your word says to examine yourselves, and we do that right now. Father God, we thank you in Jesus' name for your covenant names. And as we say your covenant names aloud, you become that to us. So, Father God, you are Jehovah Tsidkenu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And, Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us of every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Again, Father God, we examine ourselves. We comprehend. We're fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. Isaiah 53:5 says, "You were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed." 1 Peter 2:24 says, "With your stripes we are healed." Hebrews 9:22 says, "Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin." Revelation 1:5 says, "You washed our sins with your own blood." Hallelujah, glory to God. Jesus. Ephesians 1:7 and Colossians 1:14 and Matthew 26:28 says, "We have redemption through your blood." It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now your word says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. Hallelujah. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, "I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live." Psalms 118:17 says, "You will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord." Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, but your word is going to do what it's set up to do. Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And there's one thing you put above yourself. Hallelujah. And that's your word. Psalms 138:2 says so. And on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and declared, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Your word says, Lord, in St. Luke 4:18, Isaiah 61:1-3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, hallelujah, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now all over. over the world. Hallelujah. For that one there and that one there and that one. I'm talking about you and you and you and you and you. And that home, that car, that job. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That one there and that one there. You, your daughter, your son. Hallelujah. Your father, your mother, your sister, your brother, your grandparents. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your friends. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We send the word of God to heal. Psalms 107, verse 20. We send the word of God to heal right now in Jesus' name. All over the world. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And likewise, hallelujah, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the cup also. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. Hallelujah. He said, this is, hallelujah, glory to my testimony in my blood. Glory to God. This is my new testimony in my blood. I mean it so much. This is my inheritance I've given you. This is what I've provided for you. And I mean it. Plan, I mean it. I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together. The New Testament in my blood. Hallelujah. My blood. I shed for you because I love you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your love, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's on the doorposts and lintels of our home. Exodus chapter 12.
Thank you, Jesus.
Verse 13 and verse 23. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt, which means of the world, shall overtake you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. It covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Amen.
We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our forefathers and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and in the spirit of Elijah that is fight, we thank you, O God, that hallelujah, your blood, hallelujah, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, glory to God. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Fire, 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 in Jesus' name, glory to God. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank the Lord. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil. Hallelujah. Reverses, utterly destroys, undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks every ungodly soul tie in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Eliminates it, eradicates it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There to my heart flows the blood of life. Glory to His name, singing glory to
His name,
precious name.
Glory
to His name,
precious name.
Hallelujah.
Stand to my heart, what the blood
of Hallelujah. Blessed be God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion today. Hallelujah. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you for our family daily confession. Hallelujah. We decree and declare. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our extended family. Hallelujah. According to Job 22:28. Hallelujah. Romans 4:17. Hallelujah. 2 Kings, the first chapter. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family. Some of them don't have sense enough to call on your name, Lord, but we're standing in the gap for them
right now
in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're standing for them right now, oh
yes,
God.
Lord.
Those that are close and those that are far off, we're standing for them right now.
Yes.
We decree and declare that every man, woman,
glory,
boy, girl in our family,
our
extended family, hallelujah, are being blessed by what we say right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We decree and declare that, hallelujah. Every man, woman, boy, girl in our family right now, we decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of God, shaped
in
the
image
of God. Full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in
Jesus'
name,
lean,
clean, spiritual kingdom machines.
We
know who we are from God's
perspective,
and we're not intimidated by anything in this
life.
We are kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry
gifts.
We are gifts of ministry and health. We are brilliant. We are awesome. We are amazing. We are intelligent. We are powerful. We are perfect. We are strong. We are mighty. We are great. We are beautiful in
Jesus'
name. Now unto him was able
to
keep us from falling, if we set us forth before the presence of his
glory,
with exceeding joy, with the only wise God, our Savior, be
glory
and majesty, dominion
and power,
both now and
forever,
in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. Oh, we ain't over yet. It ain't over yet.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're just pausing to catch our breath. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. What time is it now, Pastor Peter?
Time for the word.
Hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing
you,
to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground it shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone. Deliver someone. Set the captives free today. Save, fill with your Holy Ghost, oh God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God, we ask that you give back 36 and 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing. A harvest on the seed sown tonight in Jesus' name. Satan, we say, if you notice right now, we curse you from the root and we bind you in Jesus' name. You are under our feet. We say, get thee behind us, Satan. In fact, we evict you in Jesus' name. And Father God, hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. Hallelujah, for it's yours in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Yes, Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. Oh, you lift the hand. Lift your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, come on now. In your home or wherever you are, accept that you driving around down the road. Hallelujah. Keep one hand on the wheel and just lift up and say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Hallelujah. We thank God for you tonight. Hallelujah. We got news for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to do part 5. Jesus is more blessed to give than to receive. And Pastor Peter, before you read those scriptures, there are two scriptures I want to give out right now. Hallelujah. One is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave. I'm going to leave it there. Glory to God. Ephesians 5:1. Be like me as dead children. I'm going to leave it there. Pastor Peaches, can you read some scriptures to us right now?
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Malachi 3, 8 and 9. 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 11. St. Luke 8, Mark 4, Galatians 6, 7, Genesis 8:22, Malachi 3:10 through 12, Psalm 115, verse 16, and Genesis 1:11.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you can put on the back of that Genesis 8:22. Hallelujah. Lord have mercy. I need to see, we've been talking about for the last 5 weeks, we've been talking about it's more blessed to give than to receive. Now you see what God did. He gave his son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. He gave his son, and it changed the entire world.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, no more son. It blessed the entire world. Your giving is going to bless your entire world, your Eden, your corner of the sky. And then it's going to seep into your community, your city, your nation, and the rest of the world. Because we're attached to one another. Glory to God. As we shared when we started, God provided four types of giving of your substance. Listen to this. Tithes, first fruits, alms, and seed or offering, they mean the same thing. Seed and offering are the same. The motivation behind tithes is obedience. The motivation behind, hallelujah, first fruits is generosity, putting God first. He's above everything, even father and mother, your wife or your husband, your children. God comes first. Alms. The motivation, glory to God. The motivation with alms is compassion and sympathy. Not pity, compassion and sympathy. Because compassion and sympathy move you to action. Pity, you say, oh, that's a terrible thing, and you keep walking. But compassion and sympathy moves you to action. That's the motivation behind almsgiving. And then seed and offering. Glory to God. The motivation is, glory to God, faith and, glory to God, reward. Faith and reward. You got that? Motivation behind tithes is obedience. Motivation behind first fruits is generosity. Motivation behind alms is compassion and sympathy. And motivation behind seed and offering is, hallelujah, faith and reward. Now, when you sow seed in the church, we don't call it seed, we call it offering, but it is seed. Outside of the church, it's called sowing seed. When you're giving a seed, it's really seed. Outside of the church, when you're doing seed giving, hallelujah, glory to God. One of the, go to that first scripture that you have there.
Malachi 3:8 says, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings.
Okay, stop there. Okay. Bottom line. Tithes go to the church. Offering, which is seed, go to the church. But it's not limited to the church. You don't pay tithes to your sister, brother, unless they pastors of a church, your mother, unless they're pastor, you can give them seed, you can give them off, you can give that seed, you can give them alms. Tithes goes to the church. And again, we talked about your blessings, what you get when you pay tithes. There are five big blessings, and that's in 10. You know, the windows of heaven are open. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He rebuked the valley for your sake, number two. Number three, Hallelujah. The glory to God. The fruit on the ground aren't destroyed. It's not destroyed. The stuff you got on the ground that's not destroyed by what you do with your tithes. If you give your tithes, it's not destroyed. Your businesses or your vehicles or whatever you had, hallelujah, that's on the ground already. And then number four, hallelujah, glory to God, the fruit that's on the vines, the fruit that's coming, the fruit is stuff that's coming down the road for you will not fall prematurely to the ground, because then it'll rot, and then it'll be wasteful because you ain't ready for it. And then number five is that you're just going to be blessed. Your socks going to be blessed. Everything about you and your stuff going to be blessed. That's just paying tithes. Then we went to office. We went to first fruits. I know somebody, glory to God, who dealt with first fruits. And she dealt with first fruits, and she had a $10,000, what do you call it, debt that was wiped out because she dealt with first fruits.
Hallelujah.
Y'all heard? You say, well, what's first fruits? First fruit is like, okay, you're on a fixed income, and they give you COLA. You know what COLA is? That's a cost of living adjustment, and you get it usually in January, and you get, say, $50 extra a month. Well, that first month, that $50, give it to the Lord. That's first fruit. He didn't say $50 every month, $50. That $50, you give it to God as first fruit. That is tacked upon, above your tithes and your offering. That's neither tithes nor it is offering. And what do you get from first fruits? Your barn, your cupboard will not go empty. Glory to God. Your resources in your house will not be emptied, will not go vacant. You know, there will be a blessing that will rest upon your entire house. I don't care if folk come in your house and I reside in your house that don't even know the Lord. They're going to get blessed just because they're in your house, because you dealt with first fruit.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All right. And that's like somebody's on a job and their paycheck, they get $50 a week extra. They got a pay raise. That first $50 extra that you got, that's what you sow. Not $50 every pay, but that first $50, that's the extra, that's the increase. That goes as first fruit. Glory to God. Proverbs 3, verses 9 and 10 tells you that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. And then we got alms. Hallelujah. God. Alms. Hallelujah. The Bible said, hallelujah. What's the next scripture there?
The next scripture is 2 Corinthians 9, 10 through 11.
Okay. But we're going to leave that alone. That's a seed. Okay. There's a scripture, I think I gave it the preceding week, about almsgiving. Is that when you give to God, when you give to the poor, you lend to God. And what happens, Ecclesiastes 11 and 1 says, when you put the bread on the water, it will come back to you. And that what you give to the poor, so you gave them $1, well, you're going to get that dollar back. But guess what? Psalms 41, 1, 2, and 3. This is more what you're going to get when you, in fact, can you get to that, Pastor Peaches?
Yes.
Okay, when you get there, say amen. I want you to know you get more. You give in that quarter. That's why I say it's more blessed to give than to receive. You give that quarter to. To that homeless man, you give $1 to that homeless. You even give $10 to that homeless man. Glory to God. Look what you get. Hallelujah. When you get there, say amen.
Amen.
Go ahead and read.
Blessed is he that considereth the poor.
Okay, right. Stop right there. Compassion. sympathy for the poor. Go ahead.
The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble.
When you in trouble, God will deliver you. Why? He promised that because you gave to the poor. Alms, go ahead.
The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive.
He's going to keep you on this side of the dirt. You just gave that quarter. I hope your life is worth more than a quarter. Is that right?
Amen.
And you've been reluctant to give the man a quarter, Chunks. If your life depends on it, and it does, you better give him a dollar or give whatever you can out of your pocket. But give him something. Go ahead, read some more.
And he shall be blessed upon the earth.
If you're going to be, you're going to be blessed. Go ahead.
And thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies.
You ain't going to fall into the clutches of your enemies. They're going to try to come against you. But look here. Guess what you're doing? You're serving God by serving others. Hallelujah. And you can go back to Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Go ahead. And there's something else on that one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you're on a sick bed, watch out now. Verse 3 says,
the Lord strengthens him upon the bed of languishing.
Come on now.
Or make all his bed in his sickness.
He's going to raise you up and let somebody else make your bed, because you don't need the sick bed anymore, because you've been healed. That's for a quarter. That's it. You know somebody done asked you for that. And you know you done did what I did. You know what you did.
Hallelujah.
You did what I did. I used to do. So he look like he in better shape than I am. You know, he need to be giving me money.
Amen.
And walked by, lost my blessing. Mm-hmm. It's like Pastor Peter, see, she was stepping all over my message. I could have been an angel. God, I put it this way, an angel just sit there to see where your heart was. Given a quarter won't get you evicted from your home, will it?
No.
You can't even go to the gas station. Well, I guess you could get, I don't know if you can get a quarter worth of gas.
Nope, probably not.
Glory to God. It might be one drop, the way the cost of things now. Well, I'm sorry, that's a quarter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, y'all thought it was just, well, I just get what I gave. No, you get that and a bag of chips.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. But the biggest thing I want to talk about is orphan and seed. Again, when you get seed in the church, you're getting seed to your church, it's called offering. And that's the only gifting that God said, I can't even count what you're going to get. I try, but I can't even count. He said, you're going to get 36 and 100 fold. Then he went down to Deuteronomy, 1:11, and said, well, look here, it's going to be 1,000 times increase in blessing. Glory to God. Whew. You got to understand, somebody is, all those that are in need of a blessing, raise your hand. Okay. I see that hand with eyes of my faith. I see that hand, those hands. Guess what? You get blessed by being a blessing.
Amen.
Look for somebody to bless.
Hallelujah.
You want a new apartment, you want a new house. Find somebody who's looking for the same thing and sow into their soul. Sow, hallelujah, into their life. Give them a Holy Ghost handshake. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Now, a sister, if that sister sitting next to you don't know what that is, just whisper what a Holy Ghost handshake is. You say, Brother Brad, just tell me what it is. Just stop playing games. Okay. It's when you put, you take a $5 bill or a $1 bill or a $20 bill or a $1,000 bill or whatever, you fold it up, and then you fold it again, and then you fold it again until it fits in the palm of your hand. And then you go to somebody, oh, how you doing, brother? Yeah, come here, let me shake your hand. And you shake their hand. And when they leave your hand, they got something in their hand.
Amen.
And they're going to do like I did when somebody put $1,000 in my hand. I lied not. It was in a check, but, hey, it cashed. It didn't bounce. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something. Hallelujah. Because of that, I've been able to sow several times. that same amount because of the seed that I continue to sow. If you want to be blessed, be a blessing. Wake up in the morning and think about who can I bless today. You say, well, I don't have any money. Well, you can call up somebody on the phone and encourage them and build them up. You can go visit a nursing home and help feed somebody. You can go to glory to God. You can go to any shelter and say, look here, can I volunteer? You can. The Bible says in Galatians 6 and 7, hallelujah, whatsoever. What God, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. That's a promise. Hallelujah. What's the next scripture? Come on now.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
St. Luke 8.
Okay. Let's talk about the seed, the sower, without the seed to sow. And Mark 4 is the same thing. The sower went out to sea. And stuff will fall on the ground. I mean, so it will fall, and birds will come and eat it. The sun will bake it, or it fall in the weeds. But don't stop sowing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Galatians 6 and 9 says, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you're going to reap if you don't faint. If you keep sowing, you're going to run across good ground. You say, I've been looking for good ground. How do I know where to look for good ground? Go to Matthew 7:16. Say, ye shall know them by their fruit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A good tree going to give out good fruit. A bad tree going to give out bad. You're going to know, hallelujah, because you're going to see the good fruit. Hallelujah, say, oh, this is good ground. Oh, yeah, my son. Don't be trying to judge folks. See, that's what's been happening and what I used to do in the early days. I used to judge these folks. Say, you look better. The homeless person look better than I do, Chuck. You need to be given to me. I was judging. And Bible says in that same chapter, there was a waste of time. And chapter 7, verse 1 and 2, talk about don't judge, because it's a waste of time. In essence, it jumped down to 16 and said, because you don't have to judge, just you'll know them by the fruit.
Amen.
Well, don't waste your time. But you got to give. You got to be known as a giver. Come on, giving will save your life, will extend your life. Come on now. Almsgiving will extend your life. Folk won't, glory to God. When you're in trouble, God is going to rescue you. Because, hallelujah, because you gave up that quarter. You gave up that 50 cent. You gave that dollar, that $2, that $5, that $10, whatever. You fed that message, a testimony about the woman that fed the homeless guy saved his life.
Amen.
He was going to take his life. But because she had compassion, because pity don't do nothing, but compassion and sympathy, you're going to do something. You ain't going to let it be the same.
Amen.
The Bible says, inasmuch as you've done it unto the least, you've done it unto me. In other words, you're dealing with Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And you need to deal with that mess up. What would Jesus do? Jesus would give to that one. Hallelujah. If at the very least, look. Who was that? Who was that walked and getting that going to the temple? And this beggar was being bombed. I think it was Peter. I don't know who else was with him. I forgot. You know, I don't remember everything. It said, silver and gold have we none. Sometimes you don't have nothing. But such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Get up and walk. That's what you need to do. You don't have no money? Say, I ain't going to say nothing because I don't have any money. Well, you encourage and say, bless you, brother. Hallelujah. How are you feeling? Do you need prayer? I want to pray for you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And pray for him. And if he's sick or think, hey, glory to God, lay hands. I said, lay hands on him and get him up out of that wheelchair, out of that situation, out of that condition. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Be a giver. Be known as a giver. You got to keep on giving until you give your life away. Because when you give, it's going to come back to you.
Amen, amen, amen.
It's going to come back to you. It's going to come back to you. All those blessings. Good gracious. I done mentioned about, I guess, about 15 blessings. about the four types of giving: tithes, first fruits, alms, and seed or offering. Over 15 blessings, and then when we get to seed and offering, you can't even count that.
Thank you.
You know, you can't count it because you plant a seed. Hallelujah. You plant an apple seed like Johnny Appleseed did. The tree's going to come up, and you ain't going to get one apple on the tree. Is that right? As far as I know. In fact, I know you ain't going to get one apple. You'll get probably a bushel of apples. And then in due season, you're going to get another bushel of apples. And then in due season, you're going to get... And the amazing thing about Johnny Appleseed is that some of the trees that he planted, the seeds that he planted, over 200 years ago,
hallelujah,
are still giving up seed today. What you sow, glory to God, is going to mean something to somebody years from today and that you will never see.
Hallelujah.
It's time for you to get in the business of giving. Give me. My name is Jimmy. Always begging God. You ought to be a holy eavesdropper. Come on now. You know what a holy eavesdropper? Listening for how they can bless somebody. They hear about somebody needing food. They hear about a sister, an elderly lady in the block, always going to the grocery store and buying cans of cat food and dog food. And you never seen a cat or dog in her window. She up and eating that because she don't have enough money to buy real food. You hear about that, and you know what you got to do. The compassion of God compels you. The sympathy of God compels you. The love of God compels you not to sit back and say, oh, that's terrible. That's pity. And it ain't good for the city. In fact, it ain't good for the country. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm a poet and didn't know it. Hallelujah. Look here. It's time for you to understand that, hallelujah, glory to God, you got to give your life away in order to find your life. You got to give your life away in order to save your life. You're looking for salvation in your home. You're looking for salvation for your children, for your parents, for our glory, for your grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and even your grandparents. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can give them to salvation. You can, glory to God. You can keep on blessing other folks till, hallelujah, till the favor of God be driven all over you, be all over your house, all over your household. And then, glory to God, you're talking about the windows of heaven open that you and pouring out blessings. You have room enough to receive. You know where those blessings go that you didn't have room enough to receive? To your family, to your neighbors, to the community, to the world. It's time for you to give.
Hallelujah.
Stop talking about give me. My name is Jimmy. Being selfish. I need. I sound like you're speaking in tongues. I need. Glory to God. You must start giving. Give. Be known as a giver. Say, well, they give everything away. That's all right. Hallelujah. God gave his son. His son gave his life. What you going to give? I want to be just like Jesus. Well, I start giving. But I don't have any. Yes, you do. You got time on your hand. That's you can mow somebody's lawn. You can clean up somebody's house. You can cook somebody some food. You can take some food over somebody. Come on now. Don't tell me you ain't got nothing to give. You're lying. You're not lying to me. You're lying to yourself because God knows the truth. You got something you just don't want to get off your rusty, dusty, and you just want to be a taker. You don't want to be a giver, because you want to hoard stuff. Glory to God. You want to have your refrigerator, your freezer, your extra freezer, your pantry, your second pantry, your third pantry, fourth office. Oh, look what I got. See, you better stop messing around with God. Because a fire take all of that away.
Lord Jesus.
Good God. You must start giving away. I'm going to tell you, every time, glory to God, we don't give out turkeys. Glory to God. We give out turkeys, and then we end up with three turkeys in the freezer. Jesus. We give out, sometimes, what do you call these, butterball, a turkey breast? And we give one here and give one there, and then we get more covered in us. Jesus. I was been trying to get, Lord have mercy, give up canned goods, give up this, that, and the other. Because God said, I'm going to keep your covenant full if you give.
Hallelujah.
St. Luke 6:38 says, give, and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, running over. And another version says, heaped up, shaken together, and running over, shall men give in your bosom. For in like manner that you give, it shall be given to you. Not like manner. It's found in 2 Corinthians. Oh, we got to go there. I don't know what time it is, but we got to go there. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Glory to God.
2 Corinthians
9. All right. And I think it's verse 6. Hallelujah. He that soweth sparingly so also reap sparingly. You're pinching a penny here. Penny-wise and dollar foods. Glory to God.
In 2 Corinthians 9.
Uh-huh.
What verse?
6.
But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly.
Yeah, stop right there. Hallelujah. The man at the corner, at the car place says, well, this will cost $28,678, and you have to pay such and such. And you sign your name. You don't know this man, but he may be a devil worshiper. And you sign your name. And then you go to church, and the pastor asking for a sacrificial offering, and you peel off a dollar, and you put it in the plate. Like you done something, because you said, "Yeah, he just gonna spend it on himself." Well, part of the money that goes in the church is for the pastor. Did you know that? Part of the alms, not part of the first fruit is for the keeping of the pastor and his household. It's in the Word of God. I didn't write it. I came too late to change it. If you don't like what I said, you can come. You can come and meet me at 1220 West Lexington Street. I'm wearing that out, aren't I? Anyway, glory to God. And you be there by yourself because I'm still be at my house. Somebody help me today. Y'all pray for Brother Bird. Anyhow, be a giver. Be a giver. Not be worried about what people can do for you. Be concerned about what you can do for others. Friends, families, go to God. I know we're going to get somebody, even your enemies. Oh, my goodness. You say enemies? How in the world are you going to heap coals of fire on their heads if you don't kill them with kindness? Because you can't kill them with the Uzi, you go to jail for that. Nobody's laughing. Oh, Sister Linda, thank you for smiling at that. Hallelujah, glory to God. And you too, Julie, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Sister Joyce, God bless you too, and your entire family. Jason and Maureen, huh? What'd you say? Huh?
I said, behave yourself.
Oh, yeah, yes, ma'am. Hallelujah to God. Sometimes Brother Bird has to be kept in check. But it's important for you to understand what we're saying today.
Amen.
Give, and it shall be given unto you.
Yes, yes.
Pressed down, shaken together, heaped up, and running over, shall men give it to your bosom. For in like manner you give, it shall be given to you again. And that scripture, if you give sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly. If you give from your heart, you're going to reap bountifully. Amen. It's time for you to reap bountifully. Because God wants his word true. He said the thief is the one that comes steal and kill and destroy. But I am come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. He wants you to have more abundant life. The only way that you can have more abundant life is that you give your life away.
Hallelujah.
You do what Christ did. And your whole family is going to be blessed. God bless you. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
It's your time. Oh, wait a minute now. Lord, we thank you, God, that you're blessing everyone under the sound of my voice to understand the word. We thank you, Lord, for giving them 36 and 100 fold on the seed sown tonight. Even 1,000 fold return. In Jesus' name. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you'd like to communicate with us or send a communication to us, hallelujah, you may address the envelope to RYMM, P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. If you'd like to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I'm sorry for my sins, and I ask you to come into my heart and save me. I believe that you died and you rose again, and you're now sitting on the right hand of the Father. Sweetheart, if you have repeated that prayer, you have gone from death unto life. It is just that easy. Hallelujah. It is just that easy. And the angels in heaven are rejoicing over you. Hallelujah. If you accepted Jesus Christ in your heart, give us a call at 410-444-5152. Thank you for joining us on tonight, the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. Please join us again Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Hallelujah. Thank you. Have a blessed rest of the week. In Jesus' name.
Janetta McCoy, clap your hands. Corinthia Johnson, clap your hands.
And that James, praise the Lord.
Loretta Johnson, clap your
hands. Hallelujah.
Pastor Fiona Green, clap your hands. Kiwi Stevenson, clap your hands. Cynthia, clap your hands. Prophet Cynthia, clap your hands. Archbishop Marcia Abrams, clap your hands. Archbishop Terry Robinson, clap your hands. Apostle Dustin Harper, clap your hands. Mr. Linda Smith, clap your hands. Elder Tommy Orange, clap your hands. Sister Sandra Orange, clap your hands. Pastor Jason Rosenberg, clap your hands. Sister Charlene Roosevelt, clap your hands. Elizabeth, clap your hands. Leslie, clap your hands. Another Leslie. Leslie Nelson, clap your hands. Clap your hands. Valerie Montauk. Clap your hands. Coco. Faith. Clap your hands. Ryan. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Hallelujah.
God bless you. See you on Sunday live or transcribed. Hallelujah. Glory to God.